Welcome, my car leasing ninja friends. Still don't understand what all that's about. But anyway, today I want to talk about LinkedIn. So LinkedIn, this is revised. This is version one, version two, maybe version three. Because I know I've spoke about LinkedIn many, many of occasion. But the platform's changing. And where we're sitting now in November 2022, the last time I spoke about LinkedIn, which was, I think it was in April 2021, maybe. It was a long time ago, and a lot has changed. So I just want to touch on a couple of things. First things first, advertising. Advertising is extremely powerful on LinkedIn. Nationally, don't bother. It will just churn the money from your wallet like you wouldn't believe. So you just need to, my recommendation with this is have a budget in mind. So if you're, so let's just say you choose a deal, you choose an offer, a leasing offer, and that could be, let's say, on the most popular car at the moment, as I'm sitting here today, is the Model Y, the Tesla Model Y. So you choose that, go on to, this is my little hack, you go on to Canvas, or Canva, I think it's called. You go onto that website, you can open up a free account on there, create your own little banner, get a Tesla Model Y picture, whack it on there, put a little price underneath as well, whatever that price may be. So let's say it's £500 plus the VAT. Now you've created your little advert. If you know someone else that can do it, that's even better. But just as an easy thing, you can do it yourself. Once you've done that, get straight onto LinkedIn. Go onto business, go onto the advertising, click on advertising, not business, I'm not talking about there, but you go onto advertising, click advertising, and then you've got a few options. Very quickly, you upload the advert as a JPEG, and put a little description about it. So, I don't know, 20 cars available, starting from 4,995. 4,995? It's not 5 grand, is it? Starting from 4,95 plus the VAT. Oh, it's been a long day. And get it on there. The demographic. So this is the thing. So what you really want to do is focus on local. So on local businesses. So for us, we're based in Northampton, so I focus on Northampton and Northamptonshire, and also Milton Keynes. So they're the two sort of towns. One's a city, Milton Keynes, but Northampton is a town. So they're the two. So I focus on those two, and I send the advert out. I submit it. I cap it at £250, and then there's a lead platform that automatically gets generated. So when someone clicks on that lead, it self-populates their information. So it self-populates their email address, telephone number, which is their mobile number, and their name, and their first and their surname. But the beauty of this, and the reason why it's so powerful, and this is my little hack, and this is what we do here, is that the inquiry comes through. We'll then connect with that person on LinkedIn that's come through. So let's just say it's Jack Jones that's come through. We put Jack Jones Northampton in the search engine of LinkedIn. It will come up then with that person, with that potential customer, connect with them. But now it's a warm connect, because you connect with them and put a little note. Thanks very much for the inquiry that you sent over. My name is Scott, and I'd like to get some more information and confirm the inquiry details, and to send it out. So what will happen then is that they'll get that instant message, they'll reply to that, add you, accept you as a connection on LinkedIn, and you're ready to go. So you can actually do a few DMs on there, or even better still, pick the phone up and make the call. It's a very warm lead then, and we've got some great success with this part. So that's the first part. The second part of this little strategy is, with LinkedIn, do video. Get the videos out there. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. I tend to ramble on, and then my videos end at 5-6 minutes. My videos are slightly different because I talk about the day. At the moment, I'm doing videos every night. And I'm just getting the content out there, just trying to get the awareness out there of the business and what we do. So I'm doing constant videos. The team are doing videos as well. So the team are doing videos once a week. That's fine. As long as it's a video once a week, it gets the awareness and gets that person's profile out there into people's news feeds. And then continually connecting with people as well. So it's the three-pronged attack, this is. So not only are you doing video that people can actually see what you're doing as content in there on LinkedIn, you're also connecting with people as well. So you may actually connect with these people automatically. And then they'll also see the advert as well that's out there as a paid ad. So when you actually do reach out to these people, there's a high chance these people have actually seen your content. They know about the brand and they know about the broker or the company, whatever it may be. And it, instead of it being a cold call, it's going to be a very warm call. So that's my little tips, my little hints and tips for LinkedIn version 3. There's so much more that you can do with it as well, and be very sort of very proactive with it. But that's, we'll do that on another post. And last thing, last little tip, do video content on there, but also just interact with the people that you connected with. See what they're doing, just literally see what they're doing and connect. Reply, just get involved in the conversation, because the dirty algorithm with LinkedIn, they love it all. And it's a great source of inquiry. So that's it for me, my car leasing ninja friends. Scott Neville, the car leasing ninja. I love you all. Take care. And I'll speak to you all soon.